Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. In today's program, we have the praise team singing He Touched Me, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Joy of Our Creator, from Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 13.
The Lord of praise in the house of the living God. Come on. Have you been touched by the Lord today? I mean, He'll not only touch you in salvation, He'll touch you in every need of your life. He'll lift you every burden. He'll change things. He'll change your heart, change your life. He'll even change your mind. And today I pray you've been touched by Him. If you got a burden on your heart today, just put it in His hand. He can turn all things around. He's the God who cares. Amen. And He touched me, yes, oh, He touched me. And oh, the joy that plucked my soul. Something so wonderful happened, and now, yes, I know. He touched me and the Lord of praise. Amen. Thank God. He's a touching God. Amen. But God, through His Son, brought a plan not to defeat us, but to deliver us. Therefore, I can trust Him in those places and times of my life that make absolutely no sense. Second point. In creation, God brings light to our darkness. In verse 3, I find that God speaks for the very first time, and He says, "Let there be light." Now, I'm not Charlton Heston. And I don't have that deep, roaring voice. And I'm not sure that God does. You know, we try to I mean, my voice is like Jerry. My voice is not like Jerry Butler. You know, when he speaks, the window panes rattle. Amen. That deep voice resonates and fills the room. Until Bonnie says, "Shut up, Jerry, be quiet." No, she don't say that. No, that's good. She don't say that. No, I'm just picking on. God speaks and says, "Let there be light." And the light is what we know ultimately. You know, we think, oh, he brought the sun about, he gave light. No, ultimately he's talking about Jesus here. Have you read John 1, actually, John 1, 4 and 5, which goes in concert with Genesis 1. He says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So the light in Genesis, the light in John, and the light even in the Revelation is the same light. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Scientists and universities today and so many other different forms, they try to cause you to doubt God and to doubt His existence and His creative acts. But praise God, who is such as this great God, this giant of a God whom we serve today? There's none like it unto Him, the Word says. That this same God that spoke and created and did is the same God that says, "I'm going to have mercy on you." And He had mercy on me because He saw in Genesis that I would need mercy. And He applied the mercy of heaven through the glorious Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, who provided the deliverance from the clutches of sin and the control of Satan. And glory to God, through this one, I have been freed from sin and Satan, the world, the flesh, and the devil. I am a child of the King, and the light has touched my life. And let me tell you what, when He lit up my life in darkness, the darkness dispelled. It's gone. It's dissipated. You can't find it anymore. Amen. Because now I become a child of God, walking in the light of His glorious presence. And oh, what a change and a difference He'll make in your life if you'll let Jesus, the Son of God, shine His light in your life. Amen. Praise God. Amazing. This causes me to pray and ask, "Lord, let Your light shine on me and through me, that my sins can be forgiven and my heart can be made pure." And we need our sins forgiven every day. I say you gotta get saved every day. I'm saying He'll cleanse your heart every day. Genesis 1, 1 through 3 causes me to look to the cross, actually. It draws me to the cross of Christ because at the cross of Jesus, the light of God shines the brightest. Amen. In the darkness of the crucifixion, Jesus became the light of the world. And it's at the cross that my soul, thank God, is banished of darkness and gloom and depression and defeat. The book of Genesis reminds me today that God brings order to my confusion of life. Amen. And so God brings light to my darkness. Third point, in creation, God brings purpose to our meaninglessness. You know, our life had no meaning until Jesus came and changed our life. God has a meticulous plan. He has a deliberate plan today behind every creative action that He does. So everything has its purpose and everything has its place. If you don't believe that, read the book of Ecclesiastes. There's a time and a season for everything, right? And so everything God does, it's done with a meaning that God is doing. He just doesn't arbitrarily do things. He does things with things with a meaning today. So there's no mistakes. There's no mess ups. There's no accidents with God. What you thought you messed up, God can turn it around. God today can bless you today. In the fatalistic slang that we have today within our society, we say, "Well, it is what it is." Well, I'm not even sure what that is. It is what it is. I mean, we use all this stuff. Everybody uses it, and we don't even know what it means. And we're out there saying, "Well, it is what it is." Well, what is it? You ever use that with me? I'm going to ask you that. So what is it that you are? What it is, and what it ain't, and what it... I mean, you're in confusion. God doesn't bring confusion. He brings a definitive pattern of life for you today. And you've got to trust Him. So don't use that term with me, okay? So get, because I don't know what it is and what it is, whatever it is. It is what it is. Amen. I know some of y'all look, some of you wives and look at your husband and you say, yeah, it is what it is. But anyway, but it doesn't mean it is what it is, can't be changed. Amen. All right, I better get off of that. God can draw form out of the void. That's what He did in Genesis 1, 1 and 2, wasn't it? And God's will was to make perfect sense. You don't have to walk around confused. People worry themselves to death. God only can bring light to your situations that will dispel the darkness and the confusion. The only perfect sense of God shines on us through His Son, Jesus. Amen. So that place where God speaks into your heart and He says, let there be light. Amen. So some of you are living in darkness today. Maybe some of you are struggling. Some of you today have some dark places in your heart. Some of you today have some sin issues going on. Some of you may have issues that you've been doubting God in what He is doing in your life. Some of you today have unfaithfulness issues in your life. Some of you today stand in need, and the light of Christ is going to bring today a meaning to your life. But you've got to cooperate with what God's plan is for your life. Amen. So every dark heart needs to be illuminated by Christ Jesus today. And He will. If you're sitting here and you're lost, let me tell you, you need salvation. You need to be saved. So when God speaks light, you know what He speaks of? Every time you see God speaking about light, you always attach that He's speaking Jesus. Because He's the only one that can bring true light to your life. So our lives were in darkness until God spoke into our heart and said, let there be light. And that light came in the person of Jesus Christ, and He refreshed and changed your heart and your life. Do you need the light today? I'm glad it's still available for whosoever will come to Him. Amen. And then fourthly, in creation, God blesses what He makes. If you'll notice, there's a pattern in creation. The song of creation has what we call a refrain. And when you read the creative account, we are reminded today, this is how our God works. So this is found in verse 4, verses 10 through 12, or 10 and 12. So in each of these verses, God saw that it was good, meaning when He says it was good, He was saying it's correct. God did not make any mistakes, blunders. God was pleased with His work, and there was nothing more to add to what God has done. Now, I'll tell you something. I'm glad He does a complete work in us. Maybe you're not all you could, should, and ought to be. But glory to God, you're not what you used to be. Amen. And let me tell you what. He has put salvation in you. And friend, He has redeemed you and made you a child of the King today. And He has made a complete work in you. You may not see all the results yet, but let me tell you what, you will. And God will work through your life. Those struggles, those paths of pain that you go through, those difficult places that you have to encounter. God's working His perfect plan and shining the light to refine you, to strengthen you, to build you up, and to make you the person that God wants you to be. He's working completeness in your life. He didn't just save you and say, okay, go now. Good luck. Hope you do all right. Oh, if you need anything, just call me. I've heard that story before. It always interests me when you go in these hospitals and these doctors and they do surgery on you. Now, if there's any problem, you just call me. Yeah. Yeah, just call me. Yeah. I mean, like he's been put in Fort Knox and you can't even get to him. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.